Union County commissioners say the settlement offer is all the county can afford. The county has already paid the school system $8 million after the jury's verdict. Commissioners told the school system the county would stop pursuing an appeal if the district would accept just another $11
million. We felt like that $11.2 million was not enough money.
That's school board chairman Richard Yurchek. After all, the offer falls $73 million short of the jury's award. Yurchek says the school system is holding out for the full amount, since he says that's what schools need after several years of unfunded building and maintenance projects. And Yurchek says the county has the money.
If they will accept the $91 million judgment, that we will work with them and spread out payments over time.
Say, over 5 years or so. Yurchek wrote that in a letter to commissioners earlier this month. He also detailed the school board's gripes with commissioners. It didn't go over well with them. Here's Commissioner Jonathan Thomas.
When you're trying to rebuild and repair a relationship, the last thing you do is with a seven-page letter full of inflammatories.
Commissioners say the county would either have to dramatically cut services or raise taxes to come up with the jury's award.
I'm not willing to increase the settlement anymore. In fact, not only that, I would work very hard to try to get a consensus on the Board of Commissioners not to do that without some type of return and protection for the taxpayer.
So it appears the county will continue to pursue an appeal. A lot of eyes are on this case. Thomas says Union County has received calls from several other counties across the state that are closely watching all the maneuvers. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.